You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Father's Day is almost here, Jim.
You and I Sunday,
are gonna be,
yeah.
We're going to be, I don't know if you say focal points, but something. I don't know. The kids say, hey, Dad, you want to
Happy Father's
yeah,
Day.
Happy Father's Day. I'll be in the backyard with you. Visit the Cleveland Browns team shop at First Energy Stadium this week for 10% off polo shirts for Dad. I shouldn't say that. My kids are always do great stuff on Father's Day for me. Just mention Dad at checkout. The team shop is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. You can also shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. But you don't you don't bother with like the restaurant thing. You don't do you do that
on
stuff?
Father's Day?
Yeah, yeah, no. That's amateur time.
No, yeah,
In fact, if I could, I mean, they won't allow me to, but like grill. But then they my wife and the kids like to do the cooking,
right?
Because it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I just kind of like.
I kind of trust my own grilling a little.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're a connoisseur of that.
A little bit.
A little Bobby Flaying us all.
A little bit. All right, 216-578-0850. Jim Donovan is sitting in for Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci, and this is ESPN 850 WKNR CBD. Jim in Pittsburgh wants to join us now. Hello, Jim.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Jim.
Hey, I got a couple things. Well, one, I'm a Browns fan that lives out here. It's quite tough. And what do you think about the Browns starting Johnny Manziel the first game of the season? Just because, you know, the Steelers' defense is, I don't want to say old because they got a couple young players there, but I just think, you know, look what happened last year against Terrell Pryor against that defense. He, like, ran all over him. You know, Johnny Manziel, I think, has a better arm and accuracy than Terrell Pryor does. Mm-hmm. And I just want your guys' thoughts on that. I mean, I think we'd be able to tell right then and there, you know, how he would work out for us. I mean, a win against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, which, by the way, I'm going to that game, and I have no problem showing my pride down
there
here.
You go.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that's early. We've been in that December 31st region.
Oh.
I think it's just all up to this preseason. And I think they're going to go in, and whoever has played the best, and, you know, it should be very visible, you know, who's going to play better than the other guy. And I think that's who's going to be the starting quarterback. I think that especially in game one, I don't think that you just pick a quarterback to beat them because, you know, they're aging. I think you're going to have to come out of camp with a bona fide winner in this competition.
I'm so with you on that. This isn't a game decision. Mm-hmm. This is a season decision.
Right.
Okay. And yes, I mean, the schedule says it's at Pittsburgh and you're going up against that defense and all your points made about aging, whatever. That all sounds good now here in June. We'll see what that looks like in September, just as we will see what Johnny Manziel and the whole quarterback picture looks like then too. I think it's far too early for me. I am willing to go to that place. I'm willing to be at a place where I would accept the idea or in my mind say he could be the starter. I'm willing to be open-minded to that.
So you think there's a scenario that if he goes out and plays well, right?
I'm talking about Manziel.
Yeah.
But I'm saying not seeing what these next few days of minicamp look like on top of the notes I've put together in my assessment of the last 3 weeks of OTAs on top of the rookie camp, and then so much more that's got to be seen in the course of training camp and to really get a feel for what level of readiness there. As I said earlier, and I'll stay consistent with this, I don't think you're going to be wowed by what happens in practice with this guy most of the time. He's going to do the occasional wow thing, like he did that throw to Jordan Cameron right?
That was
where he
rolled over. Believe me, that was a wow,
That was a wow, and that was a Manziel play, probably the one guy of this quarterback group who's going to pull that off. But you don't get that play after play with him, and quarterbacking isn't that play after play. Quarterback is maybe every now and then you do that. For the most part, what's the steady matriculation of the team moving it down the field, as Hank Stram said, matriculating the ball.
Matriculate the ball.
Is that how well is that happening? Because I still go back to what the overarching philosophy of this team is: defense first, running game
second,
strong,
right?
second or 1A, and then the passing game or the quarterback doesn't screw it up. Are we gonna feel? Because I can't on June 8th here, whatever today's date is, June 9th, say that I feel good that he wouldn't screw it up enough to compromise those other parts against the Steelers or anyone else come September. Yeah. Right now, but I'm willing to have my mind changed.
Well, the other thing too is, and this is a constant thing that you battle with, is how much do you give these guys in those preseason games? You know, how many snaps do they get in those preseason games? Because sometimes we pull back once we've named the starter, and you don't play them in the fourth game and things like that. And you know, look at last year. Hoyer really made himself very visible in the fourth preseason game against the Bears. So how much they play, and you're right, I think it's what you see this kid do in the games as opposed to what you're going to watch on film after a practice.
All right.
Because there's something that goes through him in a game that's a little different.
All right, well, if Johnny is listening, and I'm sure he does, because who doesn't listen to Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford, or if he caught this previously, because this is from NFL Network, Steve Mariucci had a little advice for Johnny Jimmy, and we're going to share it right now. Part one of Steve Mariucci's advice to Johnny is the extracurriculars.
First of all, I'd sit him down and I'd say, listen, the extracurricular activity stuff, you know, you gotta make sure that you minimize it, all right? Because we are watching you, and you've got to make sure that you're a pro, not just when you're in the building, but every day of your life going forward. The dog pound's watching you, the coach, the owner, and I, Kyle Shanahan, will be watching you. So make sure that we don't overdo it. Easy on the endorsements. Heck, Peyton Manning or even Andrew Luck, they didn't do any endorsements their rookie year. Why? To focus on the job at hand. Johnny needs to do some of that.
How's that going so far?
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
He made that less about, you know, about being about photos on Instagram or tweets.
He's talking about making big time business commitments. Where you're going to be very distracted.
Where your people, his crew, and he's got one. I mean, he's got a lot of handlers individually, or at least he had. I know going into it, I'm sure he does now for those opportunities. And I don't sense, and I don't know that he's done a lot that's giving him a ton of exposure. But if he has, or if he is, a lot of that stuff doesn't show up now. Those commercials aren't going to air in June because who cares in June for the most bang for their buck. They're airing
September.
Closer to and in the football season. So maybe he's doing that stuff. I don't know. He's done the rookie premiere out in LA where they took the photos of the players for their trading cards, etc. But a bunch of guys, he was one of 30 or so guys around the league who did that. All right. This is Steve Mariucci's advice. Part two, study, study, study.
When I was coaching, we used to have quarterback school. The entire month of March was quarterback school, all right? It was just like going to a graduate class. And they do some of that now, but it's been restricted a little bit because of this new collective bargaining agreement. But he's got to get in that playbook and in the classroom. And he's got a cram session all the way to training camp. Watch all of the cut-ups. Kyle Shanahan has cut-ups from Washington, from Houston, from Denver. Heck, I know he's got some from his dad from San Francisco. He can watch Steve Young play if he wants to. Watch the cut-ups and learn this offense like the back of his hand.
Well, again, I'm going to guess that he does that.
Yeah.
I thought I've had people say, boy, he's really in the book and he's in the film room. And, you know, listen, if he wants to get to be what we all think he wants to become, he's going to have to do that. I don't think there is a shortcut, especially at that position,
none.
Vic. In the NFL, there are no shortcuts to becoming a great quarterback.
No, it's all long cut.
There are a lot of guys that were great college quarterbacks that it just didn't happen on when they came to the NFL. He does not want to be one of those guys.
To Mooch's point about the differences now where they used to have what was called a quarterback school, and that's what was designed where – quarterbacks came in earlier. They came in with a lot of the younger players or the first-year guys and had that chance to get a little running start, a jump on training camp, and that really doesn't exist anymore. Now, how has the league maybe compromised some of those things, and including the pullbacks on time that players have with off-season workouts in general? It's all been reduced via the collective bargaining agreement. But technology opens the door to more opportunity, and you know I see this and others do too. With your iPad, these players, as the coaches, as the personnel staff, have, and it's true throughout the league, but have these apps that bring digital imaging from the practices. I mean, pretty fresh, almost fresh off the practice field, all broken down to the various one-on-one drills and team drills, and they could see it from, you know, the usual coaching film perspective, sideline and end zone view. And it's readily there. There's opportunities to see notes and read what's put in by the coaches whenever they do that, if they do more of that in the regular season. And then I know you're missing the meeting time, so maybe you need more context with what you're watching. But if Manziel is into his iPad, you say into the playbook, if he's into his iPad, he's seeing and I think getting a lot of good opportunity to learn. Is I don't know if it's as good as it used to be, as Mooch was suggesting, but I think it makes it convenient enough that you can build this into whatever travel lifestyle you have. Because the reality for all these players is they are going to be all over the place. That's just true. You don't have to be a super celebrity to be traveling a lot in the offseason. Alex Mack, a center, found himself in different countries every
that's
year.
Right.
Every
offseason, that's right. You're exactly right about that. The other thing is, lest we think this kid plays by flying by the seat of his pants, you know, I don't think he does. I mean, he played in an offense at Texas A&M that was very different from a lot of offenses, you know, in college football, but is probably going to become the norm more so now. But, I mean, he played in a structured offense. It wasn't just do what you want to do.
All right, the last bit of advice from Steve Mariucci to Johnny Manziel: get yourself ready for camp.
Get yourself ready for training camp, because that's where push comes to shove. And his reps will be very limited in training camp. Why? Because Brian Hoyer's coming back. He's not giving up that job very easily. He was 3-0 for the Browns last year. Good player, tough guy, and he's not going to give it up easy. So Johnny's going to have to take advantage of every snap he gets.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any concern that he wouldn't be ready for that. But but what he looks like there, ready or not, is going to be the interesting thing to see how it all plays out. These next few days, they're going to give us something, Jim, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's mini camp, and I know it may not have the tempo or the pace as the other ones, but you and I both know guys are going to want to leave something behind for the coach, because there's going to be a long time for the coaches to sort of digest what they saw this offseason. He would be foremost among those guys. And guess what? Brian Hoyer, too.
Oh, yeah. Brian,
as much as he can with that knee recovery.
And Brian knows it. And Brian's agitated by it, I think. You know, that he wants to go. I mean, he's not agitated in a bad way. He's just saying, boy, you know, Brian realizes what's in front of him here and the opportunity in front of him. He wants to get it done. But, of course, he's got a physical limitation right now, which he is saying, listen, I think I'm ready to go. The other thing, real quickly, Vic, is once it comes back in July – it's very compressed. I mean, practice, game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, then a couple of practices, game again.
Yeah.
You know?
Once the preseason games are underway, your true teaching intensive practices, they pretty much end.
That's
right. I mean, they aren't what they are now. This is the teaching
time. This
is it.
We're in the teaching time. This is the one-on-one time.
This is the one-on-one time, for whatever it's worth. All right. We've got much more coming up on this Football Monday edition of CBD. We're going to do Ask the Experts, or ask them, whatever. Tweet your NFL and Browns questions to @Browns_daily for Jim Donovan, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura, or yours truly. You could also tweet me @VICCARUCCI. Stick around. Much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them.